My guess is that a lot of the parameters of this ordinance were based on what other counties have done for their own wind ordinances. But there are zero other counties in the state that are so dependent upon the jobs created by a competing energy source. And that's coal. The transmission lines in the state are basically at their full capacity right now. And so it becomes a situation where more of one power source means less of another power source. And I'm sure that you're aware that while the wind industry does employ a few temporary workers to put the towers up, those jobs are not permanent, and they won't bring permanent people to our communities. So it's in our best interest to protect the jobs, the plants, and the mines, and knowing who plans to purchase the power before we give a permit is a way that we can protect the people living here.